Welcome to God's Reporter Podcast, where we can learn, share, and discuss the good news of God's Word. And now your host, David Fry.
And welcome back to God's Reporter Podcast for another episode. I'm so glad you joined me today. I am so glad you joined me today because I've got a great message for you that I hope is encouraging and will give you some hope and help you along the way down the path God has led you on. But first of all, let's start out with a prayer. Father God, we love you so much, and we thank you for another day. We thank you for the breath that you put in our lungs to breathe, Lord. We thank you for the sunshine that you give us. We thank you for the rain that you give us. We thank you for the jobs that we have, the cars that we drive, the houses that we live in. We thank you for all the many blessings that you have given us, Lord. Father, I pray that you will help my listeners, Lord, if they're going through trials or struggles or sickness, whatever they may be going through, Lord, I pray that you will put your healing hands on them, Lord. Give them comfort and peace. Help them with whatever they may need. Father, I pray for the countries that are in war, Lord. I pray for Israel. I pray for Gaza. I pray for Ukraine and Russia. I pray for the innocent people of these countries, Lord. Father, I pray that you will protect them from all the evil that is going on, Lord. Father, I pray for the leaders of these countries and the leader of the United States that they will come together and form some sort of peaceful solution, Lord. For we know that peace is the answer, not war. Father, I pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen. I want to talk to you today a little bit about prairie chickens and eagles. And you're probably thinking this guy's been smoking a little wacky weed. No, I heard a story the other day from a pastor on YouTube, and I wanted to share it with you. It made a lot of sense to me after I heard it. You see, there was a nest of prairie chicken eggs. If you don't know what a prairie chicken is, it's like a wild chicken that is not domesticated. But anyway, there was a nest of these prairie chicken eggs, and somehow an eagle's egg got mixed in with them in the same nest. Well, they all hatched at the same time. And when the eagle came out of its shell, and all the prairie chickens came out of its shell, the eagle watched them, watched what the prairie chickens were doing, so he started doing the same thing. And as they got a little older, they got out of the nest and onto the ground, and they were scratching the ground, eating seeds, insects, and whatnot. And so the eagle was doing the same thing, until one day, the eagle looked up in the sky and saw this great big bird with long wings flying in the clouds in the heavens. And one of the prairie chickens looked at him and said, "You'll never be able to fly like that bird. You're a prairie chicken. Get used to it. Don't worry about that." You ever feel like a prairie chicken sometimes? You ever feel like you can't fulfill your purpose because everyone's telling you you can't? You see, that eagle ended up dying, thinking it was a prairie chicken, not being able to fulfill its purpose of flying in the sky, in the clouds. You see, there's so many people out there with negativity. And that's Satan. That's Satan and these people telling others that they can't do these things, that they can't serve God, that they can't do his will, that they can't fulfill their purpose. I mean, some people may have, all of us have the same purpose of serving God, of helping others, of loving others, of sharing our food with them, our clothing with them, money with them, whatever they may need. It's helping each other, letting them see Jesus in us. That's our purpose. And then some of us have a calling. I wouldn't be here now preaching this, preaching the gospel on a podcast, if God hadn't called me to do it. And I'm trying to branch out because God has put conviction in my heart. And I think it's time for me to get into the pulpit. But there's people out there that tell me that I can't do it. All I can say is it's a good thing I love Jesus and believe in him and not other people. Because if I believed the people that told me I couldn't do things all my life, I probably would be dead a long time ago. Whatever God is telling you to do, do it. Don't listen to people who tell you you can't do it. When God calls you, he gives you the ability to do what he's called you to do. He doesn't call somebody who can't do it. He doesn't call the able. He enables the called. You see, the ones that are able, most of them are just serving him, doing God's work by helping others. Now there's others that are called to preach the gospel in churches, to be an evangelist, to be a pastor, to be a missionary, whatever it may be. God will give you a way of doing. I go back to Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. That's where we get our strength, is from God. We get our faith and our strength and our hope and our encouragement from God, not from people. Now, there are a lot of people out there that will encourage me and tell me I can do it. And that does help a lot. That's Jesus talking to me through them. And that helps me a lot. And it will help you a lot as well. But as long as you stay in prayer, as long as you do what God has asked you to do, as long as you follow his will, he'll give you the way to do what he's asked you to do. Every purpose is special. There's not one purpose that's better than the next. Just some of us have different ways of serving that he's called us to do. But it's serving nonetheless. You know, serving God is, as I've said many times before, when you're out in the store or in a restaurant, tell a perfect stranger, say Jesus loves you. And give them a smile. That may be the one thing that turns them over to Christ. That may be the one thing they needed to hear to make their day. And that's what we're here for, is to share the joy of Jesus, share his good news, not the bad news. Don't be negative. Be positive. Be positive in Jesus. Don't be the prairie chicken. Spread your wings like the eagle that you are. and fly high. And tell your story. You know, that's the biggest way to serve God, is to tell your story. Tell your, if you're talking to someone about God, that's the best way to introduce Jesus to them, is to tell them what Jesus has done for you. Every one of us, our lives are our stories that Jesus has given us. And it was meant to be told. Jesus didn't give us a story to be put up on a shelf and hid. It was meant to be told to the world, so other people will know how Jesus can help them. And if you want to tell your story, I'll be more than happy to have you on the podcast. All you have to do is through a telephone call if you live in the United States. If not, you can email me at godsreporter01@gmail.com and I'll read it on the podcast. But the podcast line, you can call or text to set up a time to record. It's 731-474-1199. It's very simple. Just give me a shout. Or if you need prayer, if you need someone to pray with you, I will be glad to pray with you. I will be glad to talk with you. That's what we're here for as well, to talk to people and give them comfort and peace. Don't go around not fulfilling your purpose. Because when you get to heaven, He's going to ask you why you didn't do what He told you to do. And you're going to have to answer for it. And it's never too late. You can fulfill your purpose up until your last breath. So let Jesus take over your life. Don't be a prayer chicken. Be the eagle that you are meant to be. Spread those wings and fulfill your purpose today. I want to thank you so much for joining me today. From God's Reporter Podcast, Jesus loves you. And I love you too. Have a great day.